There was once a little old woman who had a big old problem. You see, every night when she climbed into bed, she'd pull the covers up to her chin and close her eyes, but
the bed springs went ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. The tea kettle started to sing, sing, sing. The little birds chirped a peep, a peep, a peep, and the little old woman couldn't get to sleep.
This went on day after day, week after week, until that little old woman was exhausted. One morning she got out of bed and made herself a cup of tea. She said, "Oh, I've got to do something. I feel like I'm a wreck." And she looked like she was a wreck, too. Her hair was sticking out every which way all over her head, and she had bags under her eyes that went all the way down to her chin. As she sat there drinking her tea, she had an idea. "My neighbor is a wise woman," she thought. "I'll go and ask her what to do." So the little old woman who couldn't get any sleep went next door and knocked on her neighbor's door. When the neighbor opened her door, she said, "Oh my, you look terrible. You look like you haven't slept in weeks." "Oh, you don't know the half of it," said the little old woman who couldn't get any sleep. And she told her neighbor all about the bed springs and the tea kettle and the birds. "Now, don't you worry," said her neighbor. "I know just what you should do. You need a soft, furry animal to take to bed with you at night. You can pet the animal, and you'll be so relaxed that you'll go right to sleep." "Now, why didn't I think of that?" said the little old woman who couldn't get any sleep. And she thanked her neighbor and hurried off to the pet store. There, she bought herself a sweet little orange tabby cat. She took that cat home, and that night, when she got into bed, she pulled the covers up to her chin. The cat jumped up on one side of her and snuggled in nice and close. The little old woman stroked the cat. She closed her eyes, but
the bed springs went ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. The tea kettle started to sing, sing, sing. The little birds chirped a peep, a peep, a peep. And the little old woman couldn't get to sleep. The tabby cat went meow, meow, meow. And the little old woman couldn't sleep no how.
"Oh, that didn't work," said the little old woman the next morning. "Soft, furry animal, my foot. My neighbor doesn't know what she's talking about." Well, the little old woman made herself a cup of tea and sat there drinking it. She was so tired, she didn't even notice that she had put her shoes on the wrong feet. "Oh, what am I going to do?" she thought. "The cat didn't work." "Wait a minute. My neighbor didn't say which soft furry animal I should get. Maybe I got the wrong one." And with that in mind, she hurried off to the pet store. This time, she got herself a cute little black Cocker Spaniel puppy. She brought that dog home, and that night, when she got into bed, she pulled the covers up to her chin. The cat jumped up on one side, the dog jumped up on the other side, and they snuggled in nice and close. The little old woman stroked the cat. She petted the dog. She closed her eyes. But
the bed springs went ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. The tea kettle started to sing, sing, sing. The little birds chirped a peep, a peep, a peep. And the little old woman couldn't get to sleep. The tabby cat went meow, meow, meow. The little dog barked bow, wow, wow, wow. The little old woman was ready for sweet dreams, but instead she wanted to scream, scream, scream.
The little old woman could hardly drag herself out of bed the next morning, she was so tired. As she sat there drinking her morning cup of tea, she didn't even notice that she'd put on two different colored socks. Oh, she said, that didn't work either, but I've got to get some sleep. She took another sip of her tea and thought, wait a minute, maybe I should think smaller. And so she went back to the pet store. She got herself a little white mouse and brought that mouse home. And that night, when she got into bed, she pulled the covers up to her chin. The cat jumped up on one side, the dog jumped up on the other side, and they snuggled in nice and close. The mouse scurried up and nestled in the crook of her arm. The little old woman stroked the cat and petted the dog. She tweaked the mouse under his whiskery chin. She closed her eyes, but the bed springs went ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. The tea kettle started to sing, sing, sing. The little birds chirped a peep, a peep, a peep. And the little old woman couldn't get to sleep. The tabby cat went meow, meow, meow. The little dog barked bow, wow, wow, wow. The little mouse went a squeak, a squeak, a squeak. And the little old woman couldn't get to sleep. The next morning, the little old woman was more tired than ever. She said, oh, I've got to get some sleep. I feel like I'm a mess. Well, she looked like quite a mess, too. In addition to putting her shoes on the wrong feet and wearing two different colored socks, she had buttoned her sweater all wrong. She could hardly lift her teacup. She was so tired. Oh, what am I going to do? Small didn't work. Big didn't work. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I should think really big. And the little old woman jumped up and hurried off to the zoo. She went straight to the elephant keeper's house and knocked on the door. When the elephant keeper opened the door, she said, I want to borrow your elephant. Well, the elephant keeper took one look at this little old woman, with her hair sticking out all over, bags under her eyes down to her chin, shoes on the wrong feet, two different colored socks, and her sweater all buttoned wrong. And he thought she was just a little bit batty. So he said, no. No? You can't say no, she said. And she told him all about the bed springs and the tea kettle and the birds and the cat and the dog and the mouse. And just to keep her quiet, the elephant keeper said, okay, you can borrow him for one night, but you bring him back tomorrow. So the little old woman took the elephant home. Now, let me tell you, it wasn't easy getting an elephant through the front door. But she finally squeezed him through, and that night, when she got into bed, she pulled the covers up to her chin. The cat jumped up on one side, the dog jumped up on the other side, and they snuggled in nice and close. The mouse scurried up and nestled in the crook of her arm. The elephant didn't fit in the bed, so he just stood by the end of it. Then the little old woman stroked the cat. She petted the dog. She tweaked the mouse under his whiskery chin. She rubbed the elephant with her foot. And then she closed her eyes. But the bed springs went ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. The tea kettle started to sing, sing, sing. The little birds chirped a peep, a peep, a peep. And the little old woman couldn't get to sleep. The tabby cat went meow, meow, meow. The little dog barked bow, wow, wow, wow. The little mouse went a squeak, a squeak, a squeak. And the little old woman couldn't get to sleep. The elephant's trunk, he loudly blew. And the little old woman yelled, I'm through, I'm through. The little old woman jumped out of bed the next morning and opened the front door. The dog chased the cat down the front walk and off they went. They've never been seen again. She showed the mouse to the elephant, who was so frightened, he trumpeted and jumped on a chair, smashing it. And then he went thundering down the road back to the zoo. The little mouse ran out and made a nest in the bottom of the garden. And the little old woman? Well, she made herself a cup of tea. And that night, when she got into bed, she pulled the covers up to her chin. She closed her eyes, and
the bed springs went ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. The tea kettle started to sing, sing, sing. The little birds chirped pa-peep, pa-peep, pa-peep. And the little old woman fell fast asleep.